You're listening to a Cross Currents special from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba, and today we're showcasing reporting from San Francisco's public school students. Juul is kind of like the iPhone of e-cigarettes. It's a vaping device that looks like a computer gadget and delivers hits of sweet-flavored nicotine vapor. While it may be marketed as a safer alternative to cigarettes for adults, Juul is infiltrating high schools around the country. In fact, Juul Labs, based in San Francisco, is so popular among young people that the company's being investigated for allegedly marketing to minors. Andy Shea has more.
My friend, Daniel Gambold, is vaping inside my car. He puts an e-cigarette that looks like a metallic USB called Juul up to his mouth and inhales.
It's like when you sit down for a long time and you get up, you get dizzy and you get disoriented, and like it feels like the world is moving like around you.
He performs tricks, shaping his mouth into an O and breathing out circles of smoke.
The head rush is basically what I imagine is what everyone is chasing when they use a Juul product or like any other nicotine-based products.
We both graduated from Galleria High School in San Francisco this summer. His friends pushed him to try Juul a few months ago, and now he vapes regularly with his friends during raves or whenever he gets the chance.
It's just another thing you can do, so I mean, why not, right? I mean, I would definitely prefer the Juul over cigarette. And, like, I would not actively use a cigarette ever. A cigarette is definitely bad. It just looks bad when you use it.
The pods, or cartridges, inside a Juul are loaded with a concentrated juice cocktail of salt and organic acids found in tobacco leaves. My friend isn't sure about the specifics of what's inside a Juul, but he knows about the nicotine inside. Each Juul pod contains as much nicotine as an entire pack of cigarettes. My friend calls himself a Juul head and says he's hooked.
Yeah, I can say for a fact that, like, the product itself is addictive because, like, beforehand, when I never used it, I mean, I was never like, hey, I want another head, I want another Juul. I want to do it, you know? Only ever since starting to use it, it kind of makes you want more. And then, like, the want is increased by the people around you who also want it more.
During my junior year at Galileo, I noticed the high school bathroom smelled better, like signature Juul flavors, mango, cool mint, and creme brulee. I saw people Juuling at parties. At first, I thought these vapes were just flavored, harmless water vapor. Juul only hit the market in 2015, but sales have skyrocketed since, jumping nearly 800% this past year. It was designed by two Stanford University product design graduates working on their thesis and looking for a way to help adults find better alternatives to cigarettes.
I switched to Juul because, one, it worked, and two, the convenience of the product itself.
You can find lots of testimonials, like this one on Juul's YouTube channel. Here, Rahul, a director of a consulting firm in New York, swears Juul helped him quit cigarettes.
What do I miss about smoking cigarettes? Nothing. You know, I don't smell of cigarettes.
Juul wouldn't speak to me for this story, but a spokesperson sent me a statement saying, quote, "We cannot be more emphatic on this point. No young person or non-nicotine user should ever try Juul," end quote. This past spring, the Food and Drug Administration announced it was cracking down on underage vape sales. One day later, Juul Labs pledged to spend $30 million over 3 years to combat vaping among teens. From an early age, teenagers like me are taught that cigarettes will yellow our teeth, make our bodies smell, and kill us. But Juul is new, flavorful, sleek, and easy to hide from teachers and other adults. I meet Matthew Allen, a special ed teacher inside his classroom at Galileo High School. Do you like look out for like common techniques, like especially when kids go under the table or like they're breathing into their sleeve?
Yeah, I've seen some window activity and, you know, blowing up in the air quickly.
About a month ago, Allen spotted one of his students vaping during school hours. So he confiscated the e-cig device, telling the student that if he wanted it back, his parents could get in touch.
I think the ease with which a student could use one of these devices is alarming. There's no scent. It can be done very quickly. There's no setup. I don't really feel like I have the ability to go on a one-man crusade and snatch all these vapes. You know, I wouldn't want to snatch someone's property anyway.
He's a basketball coach and tries to be a good, healthy role model for his students.
When I was in middle school and high school, there were always these posters of longtime cigarette users, and there's pictures of their lungs and pictures of their brain and pictures of their skin, and the person was missing a throat. And that was because they had years of research to publish this information that was pretty indisputable.
But with Juul?
It's a weird time when it's relatively new and schools and public health don't have the resources and the materials yet to explain how damaging it is.
Bonnie Halpern-Felscher is a pediatrics professor at Stanford University. She's been studying tobacco use and prevention among youth for decades.
And I'm interested in adolescent risk behavior overall, so my research has looked at tobacco, marijuana, sex, drugs, risky driving, you name it.
When she noticed how popular vaping was becoming among teens in the last few years, she got to work to fill the information gap. Now she designs toolkits that teach teenagers and young adults the harmful effects of smoking. This toolkit is used by many school districts in California, including here in San Francisco.
When you talk to youth about the risks of any product, it's very important not to just tell them no when it's bad and it's harmful. It's more important to tell youth, look, you're being manipulated, look, you're being targeted. That's what worked with cigarettes.
And there are signs teens are hearing the message. According to a survey done by the San Francisco Unified School District, e-cigarette usage has gone down among San Francisco teenagers, dropping by roughly 7% from 2015 to 2017. But around the country, e-cigs are still the most commonly used tobacco product among middle and high school students. And it is difficult for anyone to predict what technologies will hook kids next.
I think it's a total black box right now. The public health community needs to figure out ways to get ahead of it. We're going to wind up in the same situation otherwise, where we have a new product come on the market that we're not ready for, and we're not ready to do prevention.
Back in my car, my friend Dandar Gamble hits Juul over and over, probably about 10 times. While we're talking, he goes philosophical and psychological, back and forth about whether he considers himself addicted.
Being addicted isn't like a state of mind where you are aware of being addicted. It's a subconscious thing. So like, kids can know like, yeah, this is addictive. But even me, I can relate. I'm like, yeah, I'm not addicted, but I'm still using it like alone.
My friend doesn't have any plans to quit, but
I always have that voice in the back of my head saying Juul is bad because it kind of hurts your reputation in front of certain people, like close friends who don't use Juuls.
He says it's not the Juul ads that persuade him to vape. It's his friends and the people around him. If they stop vaping, he might too.
That's basically like how you can kind of stop someone. Like you have peer shunning, peers just who say, dude, don't do it, it's like not cool, like what are you doing? You know, those people are the only people who like kind of stop you.
Since the spring, people have filed at least 3 lawsuits against Juul for what they say are deceptive marketing practices. Meanwhile, the Massachusetts Attorney General is investigating whether Juul is doing enough to keep minors from buying vaping products online. For Cross Currents, I'm Andy Shea.